Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Hey, you hear that? That's what home field sounds like. It's how you know it's time to go for the win.
Oh, look at that! What did we just see?
Gambet DC is your home field advantage for sports betting. Bet from almost anywhere in DC with an easy-to-use app and convenient betting locations district-wide. Online, in-app, or in-person. Get the home field advantage with Gambet DC.
Must be 18 or older to bet. Please play responsibly.
Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
You didn't think I was that easy to kill, did you?
Set the alarm clock. Just couldn't get enough. I'm going back to sleep.
Wake up, sleepyhead. Did you have sweet dreams?
Mom? Ugh, 5 more minutes.
It's time to get up. You have a lot to do.
Mom, the light. It's blinding.
Ah, yes, the sun of a new day. It's even better to live in it than hide from it. Up, up!
Fine. There better be pancakes.
No time for such things. You have to get to school. Things to learn. I packed your lunch. Peanut butter and jelly. Sustenance to get you through your day.
Mom, you know I'm not a kid anymore. Did you cut the crust off?
I made bread especially for you. No crust.
You're the best mother.
I'll be here when you return.
Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 2, Episode 18, Resonance. Written by Megan Burnside. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Jim Brown, Aaron Crane, and Darlene Spencer.
What the? But we... Hey, didn't I already kill you?
You didn't think I was that easy to defeat, did you? No, simple, stupid McKenna. You are my aunt, living in my aunt's farm. I'm not really here, though. You know how they say your life flashes before your eyes?
Yes, but...
I may have died, but you can't know. You died right here, right now.
No, that's not...
Bomb.
Come on, we're gonna be late.
I don't think I did the homework.
Well, it's a good thing this was our group project. Alfie and I built the diorama. You're welcome.
Thanks, Ness and Alfie. This is pretty cool. Is that a person riding a dinosaur?
Yes, this is our revisionist portrayal of the Mesozoic era. We really drilled into the hubris that people can do whatever suits them and ignore all other atrocities.
See, behind the BA man riding the Stegosaurus? Right there. Those people and animals are huddled in the corner. They're cowering from the T-Rex.
The white man, who is clearly the only person with agency, is ignoring all others' plights to satisfy his own goals and riding a dinosaur. Clearly the most important thing in the world.
What class was this for again?
Calculus.
I don't see how that...
Adds up.
Ugh. I'd like to catch you up, Mac, but I have to stand up for social justice.
Hey, where's Nissa going? Did I scare her away again?
Nah, she's heading over to chain herself to the column in front of the principal's office and protesting the dress code.
Yeah, sounds about right. Oh no.
What?
I'm still wearing my pajamas.
Yummy sushi PJs. Nice choice.
So very buffy of you.
I can't be seen like this.
Oh, geez. Check out what everyone's sharing.
Oh, boy. You rolled a one.
What? What is it?
You've been gossip girled.
Huh?
You're the talk of the town. School.
What? What does it say?
Okay, it's not that bad. I mean, I wish that anyone was talking about me. I'm just so invisible.
I see you.
Aw, the feels.
Focus, people. I'm under the microscope here. Give me your phone. Spotted. It girl McKenna, aka Mac, went from hot to not with her choice of matchy-matchy sushi pajamas. We've come to expect flannel from Mac, but her choice of jammies leaves us cold. If I were you, Em, I'd invest in...
McKenna Thorne, you're in violation of the dress code. Come to the counselor's office immediately.
Shit.
Later, Mac.
It's your phone now.
Come in. Well, aren't those PJs cute?
I really don't understand how I left the house in these. Can we just ignore this day ever happened?
No.
Please?
1 second. Hello? Yeah, I'm talking to her right now. No, that is not necessary. Listen, McKenna. These pajamas, they're just fabric. An outer covering that expresses who you are.
I did not buy these. My brother got them for me for Christmas, and I wear them just because they're... well, they're there.
Ah, but your brother is a part of who you are. Your identity.
Huh?
You are not just you. You are a collection of identities. Daughter, sister, friend, slacker.
Okay, Judgy McJudgerson.
I call it like I see it. You have so much potential. but you keep it all to yourself. You do the bare minimum for class. You barely interact with other humans. Even when you are with your friends, you're not giving it your all.
How would you know?
Because I'm always watching. I know you, my Felicon. You've been cocooning for far too long.
I'm not trying to cocoon, I just protect myself. I was so lost and confused by everything, everyone.
Ah, you said was. You're not lost anymore?
Not since Shaylee.
She stretches you. She makes you grow.
I've never felt like this before. I've never cared so much about a person.
And how does that feel?
Wonderful? Empowering? Terrifying?
I think we are getting somewhere. But we're out of time for now. They're coming for you.
What?
That call. That was the police. They're after you. Go on, girl. Shoo!
You didn't think I was that easy to kill, did you?
No, okay? I was fine with running into a situation that might kill us both in the hopes of keeping everyone safe. It was okay to make the sacrifice for the other McKenna. And for Shaylee.
Ugh, you weren't trying to keep anyone safe. You were just angry that I threatened you. I may have died, but do you think you ever left the tower?
Does it matter?
Mac, you're late. Again.
Yes, you're late. You're late. For a very important date.
Okay, White Rabbit. Had a rough night. I had this dream that I was back in school. In my pajamas.
Those are the worst. But no, I have this dream where all my teeth fall out. That is the worst. Welcome to Soundscapes. Today's special, interpreting dreams.
Thomas?
Come with me.
What is it?
God, McKenna, why can't you just trust me?
I trust you enough, Thomas. Just tell me, because I'm busy with my friends.
It's Mom and Dad.
Yeah?
They're gone.
Where?
Gone. Gone.
No, Mom woke me up this morning. Opened my blinds. It was really bright.
That's not possible. You know that you live in the basement, right?
I'm so confused. Is Shaylee okay?
Who's Shaylee?
I think I'm losing my mind. Where's the Magister?
Pull yourself together.
Stop shaking me.
Mom and Dad died. You have to come with me.
Where?
To prison, silly.
You know that is where you belong, right?
Put your hands behind your back.
Sam? The whole time?
Be quiet and put your hands behind your back. You are under arrest for the murder of your parents, for Dane, for Liliana, for Shaylee. You have the right to remain.
Psst. Come with me.
Where did you? Oh. You're playing the piano. Liliana?
Yes?
Am I in hell?
Is this what hell is like? I certainly don't know.
I thought hell would be more flamey. Why are you here? It's not how it happened.
How did it happen?
That's a long story.
For another time, I guess.
Well, you died.
I did. Well, I guess then this could be an afterlife. Did you die too?
Maybe.
You would know if you died.
You didn't know that you died.
Ah, you are quite clever.
So, how have you been?
Dead,
I guess.
Ha ha.
If I'm dead, that means you are my legacy. If you're dead too, my legacy was wasted.
It's actually a lot of pressure.
Do you hear something?
Not again. God damn it!
You didn't think I was that easy to kill, did you?
Yep, you died. You want me to think that I died too? I get it.
Well, you are part human. If you took me to the Iron Bell that could kill me, you would have exploded too.
But it's that pesky human side of me that gets you every time. You assume that I have your weaknesses, and yet you also assume that I am not as strong as you.
No one is as strong as me.
So your posturing keeps reminding me that I'm pretty sure that I took you down. Measly, half-human, made you go boom.
And if you died killing me?
Worth it. Every bit of it.
Fool.
Fool? You were coming after me. Kill or be killed, right?
You're a fool because you did not fully exploit your given powers. Yes, you are a mere halfling, but with your power from Liliana, you are like a god compared to your human counterparts. You don't need your friends. You don't need Shaylee. They are beneath you.
I prefer goddess and human counterparts. I don't want to be a goddess if I have to talk like that.
You're so much bigger than them. Your power emanates from every inch of you.
Are you complimenting me? Because that is very unlike you.
You waste your time and energy on nothing of import. Ooh, I want to save my fake brother. Ooh, I want to save a construct. You are a waste of Liliana's power. You should want to use that power to, I don't know, become mayor. Instead, you're just pitiful. Not that any of this matters, because...
is where it started.
Where what started?
Where I started to fall in love with you.
Here? At the water tower?
What's more romantic than a water tower? It was the warm breeze against our skin, the spring air that we breathed in, the stillness as we stared into the horizon, the faint echoes of the train. A beautiful start to our journey.
Let's go away together.
We can't just run away. We have responsibilities to our friends, your brother.
Come on, let's just escape into each other. All will be right in the world. What the fuck? Did I just jinx it? I did, didn't I? I just couldn't keep my mouth shut.
Ooh, do you see them? Puppies!
Those are certainly not puppies. They are burgist and deadly.
Oh, they're just big, cute puppies.
Are you drunk? I don't trust puppies that are as big as bears. Do you hear them? There is bite with that bark.
Mark, I want to see the puppies.
Down from that railing. Stop climbing. Those burgists are monsters. I can't lose you again. Don't you dare jump, Shaylee. And you're jumping. Shit.
Watch this, Mac. Puppies, fetch.
I'm coming. Don't you die on me, Shaylee. Nanny Karen? Are we in a roller rink?
My darling. Where did you come from? Put your skates on.
You roller skate?
You can't lead an old dog to water, but you can teach it new tricks.
Nanny Karen, you're always full of surprises. I'm so glad you're here. Though, you're making me dizzy. Can you please stop skating? Maybe we can go somewhere quiet.
Sweet Enya. Let's have a sit and a cuppa.
Much better. Where are we?
Well, in England, of course. You cannot have a proper tea anywhere else.
Right.
Scone and cream, my pet?
Thanks, Nanny. I feel horrible. I'm reliving moments and I see a bit about what Mom and Dad used to say.
What is that, my dove?
That I'm selfish, closed off, only caring about myself.
That's rubbish. You've grown out of that. All kiddos are self-centered until they realize their place in the world.
Maybe that's just it. I only recently found out who I really am.
And who is that?
McKenna Thorne.
That's not your name.
The halfling. Sister to Thomas? Well, in the emotional kind of way. Girlfriend to Shaylee? At least I hope she considers me her girlfriend. And of course, friend to Nissa and Alfie.
You are selling who you are short. You are my daughter. You have great power and knowledge.
And with great power comes blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get that. But I'm also just a girl in this crazy world trying to keep my friends and family from dying. This past year, I've been running and fighting. And when I stop to breathe, I think I'm just going to crumble or explode.
Quite a pickle indeed, my girl. Maybe you don't fully understand your role. You know what you are, but you don't know why you are here. Some self-reflection may be in order. I think I hear something.
Mac Thorne, come out with your hands up. You've been impersonating the real McKenna Thorne.
You didn't think I was that easy to kill, did you?
Yes. Yes, and it was that easy to kill you. Do you know why?
You insolent fool. I have more power.
Uh-huh. I tricked you because you have a blind spot. Pride. You couldn't fathom that your wife cheated on you, let alone with a human. You really couldn't fathom that a kid could go toe-to-toe with you in a fight. You underestimated me.
Yes. Okay, you got me there. Can I try my speech again? I really think that I can be more imposing.
What? I mean, no. No, sir. You stay there humble and wait for it to come.
My death?
Yes. Your big explosion into bright lights.
Well, at least I end with some drama.
Here it comes.
I feel it coming. Boom, 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 boom.
Caught you, McKenna Thorne. Well, that's really just your alias.
Sam, you know me. The real me. You know I'm no killer and I'm not impersonating anyone.
Be that as it may, you are guilty. And you are the cause for my life being seriously messed up. Without you, I would still have a job. My partner would still be alive. I would have a ring finger on my left hand. That's neither here nor there. You deserve time in prison to confront everything in your wake. And we cannot have two McKenna Thorns in the same prison. That's just confusing. The two of you will have to decide who the real McKenna Thorne is.
Can I have my phone call?
One call. Use the phone over there. It's a direct line to Thomas. He's worried sick.
Hello?
Hi, Thomas. It's Mac.
McKenna, oh my god. Are you okay? We've been looking everywhere for you. Where have you been?
It's a really long story, and I'm really confused. I need your help.
Must be Thursday.
Excuse me?
McKenna, I'm always there to lend you a hand, to be your support system and clean up your messes. When things get hard for you, you run, and I have to be the responsible one. You're the one with superpowers. Why don't you start taking on some of the heavy lifting?
Whoa, Thomas, I really appreciate everything you do for me. I've been trying my best to use my superpowers to stop bad things from happening.
Well, maybe you need to take it more seriously. My girlfriend can now never be my wife.
Come on, just because she doesn't have a ring finger doesn't mean she can't have a ring.
Right. Everything is just so casual unless it's about you or Shaylee. When it's about Shaylee, oh, that's when you finally care.
It's not like that.
When have you ever cared about anything besides yourself? Do you know how much good you could do for others? Take my real sister.
Well, Thomas, I'm sorry that I called you. Stupid phone.
I'll let Shaylee know that you called, because that's probably who you meant to call in the first place.
Take care, Thomas.
How's little brother doing?
He hates me.
He and I should start a club.
Hey, I didn't choose to have you kidnapped. I didn't choose to take over your life.
Yet here we are, twins in matching jumpsuits. Mom would be so proud. Oh wait, I killed one and the other killed herself. For you.
We make quite the team.
We are not a team.
I know, but we probably have some things in common. More than these stylish orange jumpsuits.
You were such a horrible imposter of the real me. I would have made the most of my family. I would have cared for them. Celebrated their birthdays. Gone on family vacations. Laughed at Dad's stupid jokes. Thanked Mom. Played catch with Thomas.
Huh. You don't seem like the warm and fuzzy type.
I'm warm, not really fuzzy. But I was never allowed to have those connections. I would not have squandered them. Also, I would have been great with the sports. I'm disciplined and competitive.
I'm sure you would have been a better McKenna than I was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you were not afforded the chance to have my life.
I have that chance now. Give me my name.
Have it. Be McKenna Thorne. I'm not stopping you.
But the policewoman said that we cannot both have the name.
I'll go by Mac and drop the Thorne.
No, I must fight you for it.
Really, just take it. Please, I'll give you my ID, my library card, anything with the name on it. I clearly did the name a disservice.
Not acceptable. Reclaim!
I'm not going to slap you back.
At least put up a fight.
Ow! Did you just pinch me?
What are you going to do? Come on.
No!
What did you just do to me? How did you throw me without laying a hand on me? Or did you just move so fast that I could not see you?
I'm half hidden and half human. My powers are great and mysterious.
I knew Liliana made you, but I did not realize how powerful you are. Why are you even in this prison?
Because it's where I'm supposed to be.
That is true. You deserve punishment because you are such a waste. You wasted my life, and now you are wasting your own.
Ouch.
I did not touch you.
I know, I just meant ouch metaphorically. Like, ouch, you hurt my feelings.
Your poor feelings. You know that I and all of the other fetches were not allowed to have feelings. We were tortured every day and night of our existence while you were out here squandering everything. Family, food, friends, hidden people magic. It disgusts me that you would even say ouch.
You're right.
That's enough.
Yes, Lady Liliana.
Fetch, stay. You come with me. That is enough of feeling sorry for yourself. No more wallowing. No more guilt. No more fear. You are my daughter. Daughter of the Lady of... well, all of the special titles I had. You are better than this.
I know that I'm not the daughter you wanted.
You are my daughter. Want is irrelevant. I put myself at great risk to hide you from everyone. I was there with you throughout your life. I very much wanted you to grow, so I protected you. Perhaps too much. I can do that no more. As you pointed out, I'm dead. Now you have to be the woman you are meant to be.
But I don't know what I'm meant to be. I don't have a halfling role model or guidebook.
You are focusing too much on the what. Who are you? How will you make your mark? Pass on my legacy?
I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. It was cool when I kind of saved the world. Does that count?
Were you saving the world? Or were you really just saving yourself? Your friends from that beast from the in-between?
Oh, yes. I wanted to save myself and my friends, but the world also benefited. So yay.
I don't know. But I think that the daughter of someone with so many fancy titles should take her role as a powerful force in the world.
Power comes from the hidden people, and I don't want to be like them. They are ruthless, power-hungry, and kind of evil. Okay, very evil by my standards. No offense.
None taken. It is your humanity that makes you powerful. You need to lean into that humanity. Look here.
I remember walking through here the last time I was in Arcadia. The nursery of the little fetches. This is so messed up.
These little ones were swapped with the changelings during the reaping and made to look like them. The real McKenna Thorne made your survival possible.
And made my eternal guilt possible too. But what about all of these others? Placed with changelings. It constructs to trick the parents into not realizing their children are captured and tortured.
Yes, those changelings would not have existed without the reaping, and these babes would not be here without the hidden people.
It's such a horrible ritual. Why do it?
Fun and games for some, power for others. Cheap labor for the rest.
I can't accept the torture and abuse.
Yes, I feel your anger. Lean into those human emotions. Empathy. That is your human side rising up. That is where your strength lies. That strength is far more powerful than anything I ever possessed. If you could do anything, how would you change the world?
Stop the other McKenna from getting replaced by me.
That is not possible.
McKenna, come back.
I think I know what is possible. Breaking the cycle of fetches and changelings. Ending the Unseelie Court.
Yes. Then it's time.
It's time.
Powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
The first time I saw it, I got goosebumps. It was perfect for me. I felt like we could go anywhere together. There's nothing like finding your match on Cars.com. With over 50,000 cars added daily and a powerful advanced search, you're sure to discover the one. Cars.com.
It's magical.
Click or tap to find your perfect match on Cars.com today.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Alexa Fett Fisher, Xander Hildebrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. Lead writer, Chris Burnside. Script editor, Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Sound engineer, Colin Susich. Theme song by Catherine Seaton and Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I...
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.